Brad and John at Classic Rock, 92.9 KISM. Hey there, Murray. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Murray.
Love your show.
Well, thank you for listening. Murray, Murray's in Abbotsford. Now, today, on the, how many years ago? 38 years ago, Brad?
Yeah, 1980.
God, 38 years ago, Bonzo Bonham of Led Zeppelin, legendary drummer, checked out. And so Murray emailed us a picture of himself in a bathrobe. First of all, it's in your bathroom this morning, and that was a little disturbing, Murray, seeing a picture of
well,
you.
Well, it's not my bathroom, and the picture was taken a while back. But
okay. So this was in a hotel or something?
It's a buddy of mine. It's his place, and the house is totally done up in Art Deco style.
I can see that. Okay. But anyway, it's you wearing a bathrobe that says Bonzo on it.
Yeah.
And now you claim that this is a John Bonham bathrobe, that he actually wore this.
Yeah, and it's funny, there's no such thing as coincidence. You guys just played a song by Bryan Adams. This has a Bryan Adams connection.
No kidding.
The guy whose house that I was in at the time was a guy named Lance Stadnick, and he was Bryan Adams' guitar technician for all of Brian's formidable career years. And it was at his party, New Year's Eve, that this robe was brought out, and everybody in the party was taking pictures of it.
Okay. So the robe comes from... Okay, so it comes from Bryan Adams' guitar tech.
There's some rock and roll circles.
So he worked with Zeppelin at some point.
Well, he didn't, but apparently one of the guys that was at the party did and had this robe. And from the story that I got, it was a one-off thing. All the guys in the band were either presented one or had the opportunity to use one or whatever, and they all had their names or whatever on the front or the back.
Yeah, because it says Bonzo on the lapel, stitched into the lapel.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what the other guys would have said, but...
Satan.
yeah. But after the concert, apparently it was a cold, rainy day, and John Bonham, being the man that he was, playing the drums the way he did, was sweating profusely, and they were concerned about hypothermia or whatever. So they were all given these robes after the concert, and Bonham apparently was one of the only guys that actually wore it.
Now, was it initially red in color, and it just faded over the years? Because it looks kind of pink.
Yeah, it's really faded out. It's pretty worn.
It's kind of pinkish.
I can't see, like, Bonzo in a pink robe.
No, maybe.
No.
So this guy this guy came across it somehow.
It got to him directly through a connection in the music industry, because... I mean, my buddy Lance has worked for all sorts of different people in the music industry, including Bryan Adams.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed that Bryan Adams Led Zeppelin tour.
Yeah, it was funny. Bryan Adams was the very first concert I ever saw when I was a kid, and I remember him coming out into the audience and handing out buttons.
How many Canadians say that, by the way? Bryan Adams was the first concert I saw.
Probably more than you know.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was just in a little venue, but Zeppelin has always been my favorite band. They are the hallmark.
I would have put that robe on and taken a picture of that for sure. Yeah, I definitely.
I thought maybe I might get some of Bonzo's DNA on it. Yeah.
I'm sure some of that was on there.
Yeah, Bonzo doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would wear underwear a lot. I'm thinking that thing was worn in its original intention.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Right.
Murray, thank you so much for listening.
Right on, guys.
We appreciate it, dude.
We lost Bonzo.
Yep. Bonzo. Today was the Bonzo. Today was Bonzo Day, man.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that is really cool, actually.
I mean, how many people can say they were in a celeb's bathrobe?
I got a picture in so-and-so's bathrobe.
So-and-so bathrobe.
Who can top that?
Yeah.
Who can top that? I mean, that's pretty darn good.
I mean, yeah, under what circumstances would you ever be in a celeb's bathrobe? Unless you had to have been sleeping with them. I mean, that's probably it, right? All right. Yeah. We'll leave the email box open this morning. And Brad,
if there
and
are
John.
Some girls that slept with Led Zeppelin and took a picture in the robe, by all means, send it.
Brad and John at KISM.com.